Good day. Here at Brookings Radio, we continue our Brookings City Council candidate forums. We're talking with Wayne Avery, who's running for the two-year Brookings City Council seat. And Wayne, I guess this is the first question I ask every candidate. Why are you running for City Council?
Well, I've been serving on the City Council for the last 9 months. I was appointed. And I've always had an interest in city government. And when the opportunity came up for the appointment, I was interested in it and applied. And you know, I thought that I had the right kind of qualifications for that and the right kind of background. And the existing council, I guess, agreed with me. And I've served, enjoyed working with the people there, and the people in the city have all been great to work with. And I just thought that I wanted to continue that. And when the opportunity came to do a two-year term, I thought, well, it'd be better to do 2 years than to try to do it one and then start all over again. So,
mm-hmm. For those who don't know you, tell us about yourself.
Okay. Well, I came to Brookings in 1972 to go to college, and got my bachelor's degree in economics, and I've worked in the banking industry the whole time. I started out as a teller and retired as a senior business banker. Spent probably since 1985 in business banking, and did a lot of work with developments, housing developments, just small businesses, working on with guaranteed loans and all types of things. Worked a lot with organizations, been involved in many different things, Advanced Foundation, Pheasants Forever, Wildlife Federation. I've held numerous leadership positions and always felt that the organizations were better for having me be there, that we accomplished some good things and were able to develop relationships. I mean, that was a part of my career, or my job, was to develop relationships, gather information, make decisions, convince other people that those decisions made sense, and grow whatever it was that I was involved with, whether it was in business or an organization. Mm-hmm. By the time we got done, or my involvement, I think, led to a higher level of that organization. Maybe they raised more money, or they served more people, or something. I think we made significant contributions.
Let's talk about some of the issues, and the one we'll start with is right at the top of mind because there's a study underway, and that is affordable housing. So what are your thoughts on affordable housing, what Brookings, what the City Council specifically can do to help with affordable workforce housing, you know, whichever term you want to use there?
You know, that's a really an issue that everybody's talking about. And then
statewide.
Statewide, everywhere. And the one thing I would say is it's a problem, but it's also a symptom of that we have a really strong economy, and people want to move to Brookings and want to live here. And so that's not the worst thing that could be. But it's something that has to be dealt with in a number of different ways, and that's what's happening. We don't have a shortage of housing because nobody's building houses. The home building industry has responded, building more houses probably than we've ever built, more apartment buildings, and it's just a matter of is keeping up. One thing that there's a few things a city can do, and one thing, it's just a small thing, but it was significant, is just we recently had an initiative that from city staff and planning commission and approved by the city council to allow for a smaller lot size to reduce the cost, make it for a smaller home to be built, and there's other things like that we can do. The tax increment financing program has been used successfully in other program or other housing developments to bring the cost down by paying some of the infrastructure costs and letting the taxes generated from those properties pay that back over time. So that's been successful, and that's something that can be done. And then you got your agencies like Habitat for Humanity and ICAP that are building homes and have recently gotten some significant projects underway. And then the industry itself has responded and coming up with some different what we would have thought were different types of housing years ago that have been really accepted, you know, the smaller homes, closer together, different types of innovation there. So it's going to be an effort by a lot of different entities and a lot of cooperation, but it's a problem that will get solved incrementally, won't be solved by one thing that we can do. I don't think that's out there. But a lot of people working together are going to make it better.
Wayne, about $4.4 million in pandemic relief has been sent to the city from the federal government. Mm-hmm. Some of that's already been spent. Some is very specific on what it can be mm-hmm. used for. Some is going to go to nonprofit agencies. Mm-hmm. And there's a survey underway to see what the community thinks. What are your thoughts on that? Do you have any ideas on where that you think it should go?
Well, I think, you know, there's some of it that's going to be just to replace lost revenue. Yep. And that's in there, and we've received some of that money already. And we will look at the results of that survey and, you know, try to determine what's the best uses. And, you know, you want to make good use of that money, you know, for some long-term gain. But you also, if there are short-term needs that were created by the pandemic, then we got to use that money for that things, too. We had a discussion about mental health agencies, and we decided that we're going to use some money out of our reserves, actually, to fund some of the to provide some additional funding for those agencies. And I was an advocate for that. I said, you know, if you can't use that money for to solve these problems now, when are you going to use it? Because we have real issues with that. I mean, people have really suffered during the pandemic in a variety of different ways. So, you know, I hope we can use money there. It's just we want to use it wisely, but I don't think we want to just sit on it either. We want to put it to use and serve our citizens.
What are your thoughts on the way the city council has handled the pandemic over the last couple of years?
You know, I was glad that I wasn't involved in that as much, you know. But, you know, they took some courageous stands. I mean, there's people that, you know, look to Brookings and say, wow, you know, they really tried to do the right thing. And not everybody agreed, of course. And, you know, it's an issue that I certainly hope we'd don't have to face in the future, but I think if you do, you have to just look at the situation that you got in front of you, and there's probably some lessons learned from what was done or not done in the past, and I hope we can all decide, you know, what's the best. I found out right away that, you know, what Wayne Avery might think is not necessarily the way things are going to go, because you have to get the whole thing is you have to get some other people to go along with you.
There's seven and council members.
That's right. You need four votes. You know, so it's a learning experience. And I think everybody on the council that I've had any exposure to is really there to do the right things for Brookings.
Recent big study on park facilities, park management, and the biggest need identified or biggest request of the citizens of Brookings is for an indoor rec facility. Mm-hmm. Probably not a surprise. It's been talked about for a while. Is there any way that can get done in the next, let's say, 5 years?
You know, I suppose if there's a will to do it, you know, that it could be done. One thing I've looked at some of that, and what I see is that a lot of the things that are talked about in that facility are services and things that we probably already have here in one form or another. And it's some of it, I think if we could catalog the things that we have and try to make them maybe more accessible, maybe some of them are located on the university, some are in different places. They're not all conveniently located in one place, but those things are all available. So, you know, the issues with any time you build another building, you're going to have another, you got to have staff, you got to have a program, you know, a program to operate there to attract people there. So I'm not saying that it can't be done, but I think.
But there are ongoing expenses.
There, yeah, it's expensive.
Would be.
Yeah, it's, and we need, you know, so many or some other things that we're probably looking at also. So it's a matter of priorities. And if everybody in the community decides that that's their top priority, then that's what we would do.
Let's talk a little bit about medical marijuana. Three licenses, I think, now have been approved for the city of Brookings. The council decided on an unlimited number. It's kind of limited a bit by zoning, but you were not in favor of that. Tell us about your view on medical marijuana.
Well, and again, since that's what the council decided, I guess that's my, you know, I'm not going out and saying I was opposed to that, but it wasn't what I had preferred. But I think in the end, the marketplace will dictate. You know, the last I heard, there's probably just a very limited number of the marijuana cards that the state issues have been issued. I mean, it's in the hundreds. So we've got, and there's no really testing facilities. There's no, you know, really growing facilities that meet the standards of what the state law is. So it's a thing that, the permits that we've issued are conditioned on those places being brought up to standard to meet the state regulations. So none of them have yet. So that's it's something that's going to be ongoing. And I would say that I wouldn't expect to see a lot more of applicants in the near future until the market is established, the supply is established. You know, there's just a lot of things that have to be done.
And what's the market going to even be? No one knows.
I don't think, you know, it's, I think everybody has that. You know, just about anybody that I know feels a sense that if this is a product or something that can help someone that is terminally ill or has issues that can be treated by that, that's a good thing. I mean, that's what we want. But, we just don't – I question, do the people that will be in that market have the training? And I was kind of told, no, we don't at this point. But that's something, too, that we need to – make sure that people that are administering that product, you know how to advise people and how it should be used. So.
Wayne, what do you see as the most pressing need for Brookings?
Well, you know, there's a number of things, and we've talked about some of them. Mm-hmm.
Other than the things we've talked about.
Yeah, I know one thing that's going to be coming up is the public safety building, and we're studying that right now, and there we've approved some funding for research there to see what's best. Is it going to be a new building or a remodeling? And that's something that, you know, when you look at that facility, you say, well, that's really not up to the standard that we have for our other facilities, or like in Brookings. So I think that's something that we're going to have to look at pretty closely. And I know there's always concerns about the availability of childcare, which goes along with our workforce issues. We have a lot of jobs that just go unfilled. You go to a restaurant, maybe they've got one part of the restaurant closed because there's no staffing and that kind of thing. So, you know, it goes with the housing, goes with daycare. There's many different things that we need to be looking at.
One final question. Why should the voters of Brookings vote Wayne Avery on April 12th?
Well, you know, I have the background to be an effective counselor. I think I've been an effective city councilor. I've worked in many different areas of the community. And I guess my whole career has been involved in service. It's customer service, community service, and now service to the community through my service on the council. And I want to continue that. I think I'm enthusiastic about it. I really enjoy Brookings, all the things that it has to offer. My wife and I have been here and been very active in the community, and we want to continue that. And it's a lot of people certainly have the qualifications to be in this job. A lot of them wouldn't have the desire to do it. You know, people ask me once in a while, why would you do that? But I enjoy it. I feel I'm giving back to the community, and I want to stay there.
Wayne Avery, candidate for the 2-year Brookings City Council seat. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Perry.
Right here at Brookings Radio.